Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
You must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. How do we overcome past hurt in relationships? How do two people combine separate and unique perspectives to create a satisfying and loving relationship? There's a very special ingredient called grace that must be added to the mix. It calls for extending to the other person the same grace that God extends to you. Grace bandages broken people and helps those who are defeated to develop winning ways to escape their pasts. Grace gives strength to those who struggle to be functional in areas where they've been dysfunctional. Grace restores the heart and resolves the troubles of a tormented spirit. It uplifts through forgiveness. It calls in the favor of God, and as He bestows it on us, we should extend it to those who need our compassion and love. We're all broken in areas, and we need to learn to accept that and to help mend the brokenness in others. Peter didn't believe he was capable of denying the Lord. He swore he'd never do it. But Jesus not only predicted it, He promised to pray for him until he was fully restored. And we are called to do that too. To extend to other imperfect people the same love and grace that has been shown to us. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other." And Peter adds, "You must grow in grace. It's a process, and you've got to work at it."
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.